It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on a Tuesday, eh, from our Town Fair Tire Studios here in Brighton. Or Dorchester. We moved about a year and a half ago. Dorchester. Beautiful Dorchester here on Morrissey Boulevard. Maz, how you doing?
Good, you?
Big Jim Murray in our update studio, just getting settled as well. I thought today we would just open up with some leftover draft thoughts because as we get deeper on into the show, we're going to be heavy Bruins and Celtics preview tonight, okay? So a lot of Celts, a lot of Bruins. We'll have some special guests in studio. We'll have some special guests on the phone, and we'll get your game ready. You have both those games on the Beasley family of networks here. Bruins on 98.5, the Sports Up, Celtics on WROR, then probably switching over to 98.5 at the end of the night. Is that right, Jimmy, when all the Bruins coverage is over? So if you have any leftover draft thoughts, do it now. Do it now because you won't have a chance later, all right? So that's what we're going to do, 617-779-0985. I was going to open up with Tom Brady and OTAs and should he go. Ben Volen in the Boston Globe wrote something about that, how he really should go now, that this year is different than last year, given the rookie receiver they draft in the first round, and Gronkowski's gone, and the coaches are gone, and they need Brady at these camps more than ever, and I was about to toot that horn, and that's what I was going to open with. I was also going to ask you guys this question about the AFC East quarterbacks, and, well, let me just ask you this, a little preview, a little sampler. What team, in 5 years, what team do you want to be in the AFC East?
The Jets.
Ooh.
In 5 years, the New York Jets.
In the year 2024, you have to pick now. I'm asking you now, in 2019, who do you want to be in 2024?
New England.
Why, man?
Murray?
The Jets.
The Jets.
The Jets.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So that just proves
my point. Oh, no, because we got to do it now. We got to address it now. Who cares about the seventh title?
Yeah, I care about the seventh title. I'll worry about that later. 2024, who even knows if I'll be alive in 2024? But theoretically, if I am, you'd want to be the Jets because of Sam Darnold.
It's pretty obvious, but why would you say the Patriots?
Because I don't have faith in the other teams to do it right. That's why. When it comes right down to it, I don't have faith. I don't have faith that the Bills will figure it out. I don't have faith that the Dolphins will figure it out. And I certainly don't have faith that the Jets will figure it out. Instinctively, you would say the Jets because they probably have the most promising young quarterback. But you know what? Belichick won't be here probably by then, and neither will Brady. I do have some level of faith that the Crafts aren't going to tolerate ineptitude and that they'll figure out a way to do something that will keep them competitive.
So, and ask a Revolution fan how they feel about that.
Okay, so again, one's more important than the other.
You don't think the Crafts want to have a good soccer team?
I think that the Patriots are more important than the Revolution by a lot.
I think so, but that what you don't think that they you don't think they want to have a good soccer team?
Maybe they do, but the Patriots...
Of course they do. They've been at it for 20-plus years.
Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass about the Rebs. What I care about is that the Patriots are a huge moneymaker for them, and I have more faith in the Crafts than I do in any other organization in town.
Fair. I mean, that's fair.
Any other organization in the division.
Okay, I'm just saying, but, you know, for those who think the Crafts have all the answers, just ask the fans of the soccer team. the most pathetic, worst soccer franchise in all of America for two decades running. And they say that they use the same business principles on all of their businesses. So, I don't know. I have more faith in Belichick than I do the Crafts.
Well, sure. But that wasn't the question.
But here's what I want to start with. Okay? Here's what I want to start with. This story that I read on NBC Sports Boston, just as I was about to hightail it in here. And this is right on your side of the street, which, Maz, I'm a little reticent to do. Because we're going to get the Maz spiel. But
I saw this.
Okay? So here's written on NBC Sports Boston. And it's a, I don't have the headline. Well, maybe this is the headline. Welcome to New England, where second round picks can become so, so much more. And I think the headline was something along the lines of Patriots enjoy incredible haul for Jimmy Garoppolo. And as soon as I read that headline, I went, uh-oh.
Here comes spin.
Someone made a call. So the phone lines were open between Patriot Place and the folks over at NBC Sports Boston because someone made a call where now the haul for Jimmy Garoppolo was incredible. Okay, here's the headline. Pat's crazy haul from Garoppolo trade. That's the headline on the website. Pat's crazy haul from Garoppolo trade. And as soon as I saw that, I went, uh-oh. Someone made a call. It's spin time. And here's the story. It's not written by Tom Kern or anyone else. I think it's written from someone on the staff there who I just don't know. Its name's Darren Hartwell. And I'm sorry, Darren, I'm not exactly sure who you are. That's no dig. I just don't know who that is. And he writes, welcome to New England, where second-round picks can become so, so much more. In this case, we're talking about the number 43 overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft the Patriots acquired from the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. One pick for one player. Simple trade, right? Not for the Patriots, who by direct and indirect means have transformed that selection into a vast array of players and future draft picks. Let's follow along, shall we? He writes. And then he puts in parentheses, hat tip to Pat's pulpit, Pat Lane, and CBS Boston's Michael Hurley.
Oh, of course.
And then I went, oh, now here we really go. Now let's just flat out pander to Patriots fans. Now we're going to hat tip to Pat's pulpit's Pat Lane and CBS Boston's Michael Hurley, who did some painstaking legwork to sort this out. Oh, so Hurley Bird was somewhere with his magic marker and his highlighter doing what he does.
I've seen him for Mike for the last 48 hours, maybe even more. He's been trying to like figure all this out on Twitter. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like
pandering, pandering to the people down in Foxborough and fans. That's what he's doing. Anyway, let's follow along, shall we? Writes NBC Sports Boston. Here's how it all started. Patriots trade Garoppolo to the Niners for their 2018 number 43 pick. After that, buckle up. And then they go through all the permutations. The Pats trade 43 to Detroit for number 51 and number 117. The Pats trade number 51 to the Bears for 2018 105 and 2019 56. The Patriots trade 105 to Cleveland for 2018 114 and number 178. Patriots trade 114 to the Lions, blah, blah, blah. And then all these different permutations where they just traded these picks all over the place. And now you get down to some of the actual picks that were made. The number six move. Patriots trade 2018 number 62, that was their own pick, and number 117 for the number 56 pick and drafted Duke Dawson. Number seven, Patriots trade 2019 number 73 to Bears for number 87, number 162, and 2020 fourth rounder. Patriots trade number 56 in 2019, number 101 to the Los Angeles Rams for the number 45 pick and pick cornerback JoJuwan Williams. Number nine, Patriots draft running back Damien Harris with the 2019 number 87 pick. Number 10, the Patriots trade blah, 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 blah to Rams for number 101 and number 133 draft offensive tackle Yodney Kajusi. How do you pronounce it?
Yodney Kajust.
Okay, Yodney Kajust.
Good luck with that one.
And the quarterback from Auburn?
Jared Stidham.
Okay, so in total, New England made 10 moves that involved at least one asset originating from the Garoppolo trade, netting five players. Duke Dawson, linebacker Christian Sam, JoJuwan Williams, Damien Harris,
Yodney Kajust,
and Jared Stidham.
Right, so they say five players and then listed six.
Yep.
They keep going.
Good job, Hurley. Oh, and the book still isn't closed on this trade, they write, as the Patriots have the Bears' fourth rounder in next year's draft. The jury is still out on all of these players. But if any go on to make significant contributions, if, say, Stidham becomes Tom Brady's heir apparent, credit goes to Bill Belichick for squeezing every last ounce out of the Jimmy G trade. Good God. Darren, Michael, you guys need some knee pads out there or something? I mean, that is even by your, and again, Darren, I don't know what his track record is. Even by Hurley Bird standards and the Pats pulpit, that's like patsfans.com. That's like fan site, right?
Yeah, patsbobos.com is what it is.
I mean, even...
It's a good site, though.
Even by your standards, guys.
Yeah, patsbuttswabs.com.
This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing on so many levels. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So here are the names on the list again. Duke Dawson, Christian Sam, Jawan Williams, Damian Harris, Yodney Kajus, and Jarrett Stidham. There's only one name on that list that matters. One. Stidham. That's it. The rest of them don't matter. Because none of those guys can be what a potential franchise quarterback can be. So it doesn't matter what the volume haul is, you jackasses. It's completely irrelevant what the volume haul is. I don't care if, unless Duke Dawson turns into Deion Sanders, which I doubt. And even then, I'm still reluctant to even enter it in the same conversation. There is nothing more valuable than the next quarterback. Nothing. I've said that from day one with Garoppolo, that I wouldn't trade him over and over and over again. You know where I stand on the Garoppolo part of it. The point being, they could offer you four first rounders and you wouldn't take it because of what the value of a quarterback is. So why do I care that they got Yodney Kajust for Jimmy Garoppolo? Why do I care that they got a tackle or a linebacker in Christian Sam or any of those guys? Why would I care?
But you Patriots fans are cute. And, you know, like the media, the pander to you. Instead of just saying they could have gotten more for Garoppolo, you twist yourself into a two-year pretzel, digging through every permutations to make yourself feel better.
This happened once before, you know, with the Chandler Jones trade, when they want to justify it with, well, that became Joe Tooney and Malcolm Mitchell. You know why? Because they didn't get enough for that player, just like they didn't get enough for Jimmy Garoppolo. That's the only two times. Why haven't we heard these other permutations all these other times that they've traded out of the first or second round when they've done this before? Because people have been fine with it. It's because it was Jimmy Garoppolo and Chandler Jones, and they didn't get enough for those two players.
Oh, my God.
Period. End of story.
Is anyone...
This is embarrassing.
Is anywhere... Are they going to write that Cleveland offered you their first-round pick? And instead of trading around with number 43, you could have traded around with number 4, I think it ended up being. At the time Cleveland offered you the pick, it wasn't number 4. I think they were sitting at 2-3 or 3-2 at the trade deadline.
Right.
So it was in the 20s. But so to be fair, let's just say at the time the offer was made, it was a pick in the 20s. So if you did all this with 43, what do you think you could have done with 23?
Absolutely.
And oh, by the way, it's just disingenuous to say you needed the Garoppolo trade to draft someone in the fourth round and Jarrett Stidham. You could have traded around any of your compensatory picks.
Of course you could.
Any of your existing thirds. You could. So, like, I'll give you one or two players. Chandler Jones, and they traded down then for Mitchell and Tooney. Like, that I'm okay. Like, I'll give you that. But I'm not going to give you six different guys because, especially anything after the third round, you could have used your other third round picks. You could have traded other picks. Once you get to that point, you're horse trading around so many picks that you didn't need the Garoppolo thing to draft Jared Stidham in the fourth round. You had five picks in the top 100 or something, like whatever it was.
Look, these are just Belichick apologists. That's what this is always. It's a Belichick apology because it allows, and Bill does it on purpose, I think. He waters down the trade and muddies it up so that he has something to come out of a deal. And someone along the line can say, oh, you know, they actually got a pick out of that deal that led to them getting you-know-who.
And you people consume it? I don't get you. I honestly don't. I don't get it. Why that?
It's a feel-good high.
It is?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people.
Don't
the
championships do it?
Well, they need more.
But no. But they need everything?
Yes, no, they need everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just say there was one trade, he left something on the table?
Yeah, no. He's got to be perfect.
You can't do that?
No, he's got to be perfect.
I don't understand the psychology. So you've established yourself as the greatest team in the history of football. Maybe in team sports. I mean, you're in that conversation with those teams. There's nothing left, but you can't, it doesn't feel right for you to say he could have gotten more for Jimmy Garoppolo. You just can't say that or accept that?
No, because everything that he does is perfect.
So you have to do this?
Yeah.
So that's my leadoff take.
Oh, it's a joke.
Please. I read that. As soon as I saw that headline, I went, uh-oh.
It's a joke.
We're doing it.
You want to do a deep...
That's crazy haul from Garoppolo trade. Even by our standards, guys out there at NBC Sports Boston, that's embarrassing. That is. That's our opening take. Let's get to the calls. We can follow up right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
And with the 133rd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, our six-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots select
Jarrett Stidham, quarterback, Auburn.
If Stidham turns into a player, that was Hurley in the crowd there cheering. If Stidham turns into a player, and that in 3 years we can look back and say that the guy can play, then you're absolutely would be right to say that Bill nailed it. He let Garoppolo go. He found the next guy a couple years later at a cheaper price. Got a couple extra players to boot, and there you go. Like, that's fair analysis.
Sure,
but to turn around and say Garoppolo netted you six players that they listed, when actually some of those trades you were using your own draft pick as well. One of those trades, number 62 was their own, right?
Yeah, and the Duke Dawson trade, they had to include their own pick to do it. So it wasn't just straight for Garoppolo that they got all that.
So just...
They also had swap seconds. There were other elements involved in those. It's just so disingenuous.
Just conjure up all the stuff just because you don't want to say Bill left some money on the table? Or Bill could have done better? It's just... zero fun. Is what Patriots fans, like that kind of Patriot fan or that media guy that panders to him? That's like, I don't get it.
How about a deep dive on how you got Trent Brown last year for next to nothing from the 49ers? And that was kind of like the throw-in as part of the Garoppolo deal. Like, let's be honest.
Well, you know what? Well, then I give Bill credit for that.
Right.
That was a great trade.
That's a good deal.
Trent Brown for what?
95, I think, overall.
Great trade. Yeah. That's cut and dry. That's okay. That I sent 95. I got a starting left tackle.
You got another champion.
And he was great on the way to a Super Bowl. Fair analysis. I'll take that. That's not this. This thing is laughable. Dan in New Hampshire, lead us off today. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Darren Hartwell smoking crack with a take like that. So right now I'm pissed at the team. The Raiders can go ahead and take a third and a fifth rounder and get Antonio Brown, and we use a third and a fifth and get a depth running back and a second punter when we still don't have a tight end for this team. I don't know what they're doing with this draft.
Okay, well, I don't mind not being an Antonio Brown. I don't need Antonio Brown.
No, but his point is use of assets, right?
Yeah, I'm not giving up. I'm not bringing Antonio Brown here for anything. I don't care if it costs me a seventh round pick.
Yeah, but again, even if it's not Antonio Brown, you might have been able to get something else, is the point. As opposed to a punter in the fifth round? What's that pick about? You couldn't pick up a punter off the street?
Well, if they're going to draft a long snapper in the fifth, you might as well give someone to snap to.
I mean, this whole thing of like people shoving it down my throat about the undrafted free agents, which I get. Fine. It's a significant part of the operation. You couldn't find a punter with an undrafted free agent. You had to use a draft pick on him. A punter. Are you kidding me with that bull crap?
Cole in East Bridgewater. Hi, Cole.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to know your thoughts were on the Harry pick. Personally, I love it. I just want to know if you guys thought they should have went a different direction with that pick.
I'm fine with it. I'm not a guy that does the day of draft analysis because I think it's useless. I don't think anyone knows, as proven by our exercise with the big board. So, like, you haven't heard me say one word good or bad. I like Harry's profile, that he's competitive and he's not the fastest guy in the world. Like, I'll take that. Like, just that, you know, receiver X, I don't care where he's from or what his name is or whatever. I'll take someone who's more competitive over faster. So I like that profile. Otherwise, I can't tell you a damn thing, and I have no clue. Zero. I'll get back to me in 2 or 3 years, and I'll tell you if it was the right pick or not.
So given their history, I don't love the idea of taking a receiver in the first round. It just feels like, for whatever reason, whether it's their offense, whether it's Brady, whether it's their inability to evaluate, they don't do well with receivers. That's all. That's my criticism of it. If the guy's a player, obviously they'll be right. I do find it interesting, though, that they didn't take a tight end. And part of me wonders whether it's like, you know, Gronk held us over a barrel. Screw him. And you know what? The next guy we pick, no matter who it is, isn't going to be Gronk. So you know what? We're going to throw up the white flag on that one and move on and go get ourselves a wide receiver instead. Maybe that was the logic. I don't know, because Bill would do it that way, I think, just to thumb his nose at everybody.
Patrick in Auburn. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how about the fact that if they had traded Garoppolo to Cleveland, they could have ended up trading up and taking Baker Mayfield because Cleveland wouldn't have wanted him.
They could have, right? Yes, that's right. I didn't even think about that because Cleveland would have had they would end up with the 4 pick. So Cleveland still would have been sitting there. I mean, you can piece that together as much as you want. Look, for the 4th pick, I'm not even sure if you're drafting that quarterback because Brady clearly had time left. And so why would you draft someone number 4 overall to sit on the bench for 3-4 years? I mean, that's a little high. I'm all for doing that with a quarterback draft a little lower. And hell, I mean, I would do it with the 4th, though. I would. I think it's impractical to ask a team to draft someone 4 overall and then sit on the bench for 3 years. Aaron Rodgers was drafted, I think, 25. And even that was sort of pushing it. So I think they would have taken number 4 and traded all over the place just like they did here. And just think of the little exercise. Well, the little Patriots Bobos could do with all the different draft picks they got from number 4. Can you imagine?
Well, you'd
all the punters and long snappers you could have drafted there?
You'd have gotten real picks for number 4, too. You're getting a lot of good picks for that.
I mean, maybe you point that out. Just think, if you got that with 43, what could you have done with 4? Cam and Taunton. Hi, Cam.
Father, I just got a question for you. I'm glad you brought up the quarterback. It says, the day after the Detroit game last year, when the news was leaked that Gronk was almost traded to the Lions for a first-round pick, your exact quote was, if Belichick then used those 3 first-rounders they would have had to move up the board for a quarterback, that would have been the smart thing to do. Now here we are a year later, and Gronk helped them win another championship. Going back, would you still have made that trade?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
That's ridiculous, Mike. That's ridiculous.
To have the next quarterback? There is nothing more important than the next quarterback, Cam. Nothing.
Ahmed Murray, hashtag F the future.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Cam.
See, you don't think 2024 is going to come, but it's going to come. And if Hugh Millen's your quarterback, I want you to get back to me. And then if you're sitting there with Hugh Millen at quarterback and you've gotten 7 versus 6 or 6 versus 5, it's really not going to matter. It's not. Once you've established yourself as the greatest of all time, it's not going to matter whether it's 6 or 7 or 8.
Yeah, more just cements it, though.
But Hugh Millen every Sunday is going to matter. Trust me on that. And if that day comes, I want to hear from you.
Yeah, all the people who are saying F the future are the ones who never had to grow up any measure of Patriot reality. When Hugh Millen was behind center.
I went to those games. It was the first time I was dragged there. It was hell, but whatever. This has been so good, I want more. More while it's still going.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're an exception then. I think the rest of them are idiots.
Paul in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm sorry to bother you. I really want to know what you guys think. Is this a reality show? My wife's never watched a draft. She's crying about all these guys that lived in trailers and lived with their uncle and never had a home. Where are these guys going to be on these teams? You know, it's really doing an injustice, I think, to the real reality of what football players have to do to actually make a team. It's not a phone call that makes them the player. It's themselves.
Okay, Paul, I'm going to let you go because I have no earthly idea what the hell you're talking about.
Me neither. Like, I was just going to say, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? Who?
Let's just move on.
Who's living in a trailer?
Ronnie in Braintree. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Mike. How are you, buddy?
We're good.
Hey, Mike, I think we got the man. I'm telling you. I think Stidham's good.
Okay.
You know, and a line from Maz. Who gives a rat's ass about Jimmy Garoppolo either? You know, he's gone. He's history. You know, goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's usually what we do here. Grady Little left in Pedro. Who cares? That's just the past. What's the diff?
No, can't do anything about it.
Yeah, they bench Malcolm Butler. That's the past.
He's gone.
Yeah, you know, let that go. Forget about it. Yeah. That's generally what we do.
No, let it go. No big deal.
Yeah, no, let it go. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you might have had the next guy, but no big deal. You just get the next one.
Yeah, Bruins lost in double OT here. Yeah. They might blow a chance for the next Stanley Cup. Oh, yeah. That's yesterday.
Just roll with it.
That's 2 days ago.
Roll.
Yeah, it's not like this is a talk show or anything.
You got to bounce. We just bounce. Bounce and move along.
And we discuss what happened.
You hit the ground, you bounce.
Bob and Needham. Hi, Bob.
I was calling to offer an olive branch because you finally were right about that Garoppolo take with that ridiculous, you know, circuitous way to talk about that draft pick. But you caught yourself up because you said we need a quarterback for the future. But the guy was right. We could have had Baker Mayfield. You said you wouldn't have spent the draft capital at number four. And they were actually, supposedly, according to his agent, Baker Mayfield's agent, they were trying to get up to get Baker Mayfield last year.
So Bob,
apparently they did like him.
Bob, I would have done it. Okay,
I would have done it too.
Okay, but in terms of me legitimately second guessing a team, there's a case to be made not to draft a quarterback four overall and then have him sit for 3 or 4 years. So that's like a close call. So I'm not going to sit here and rip the Patriots for not trading up for Baker. And I think they wanted to, and the owner and the quarterback stepped in and blocked the trade. So maybe Bill wanted to do that anyway, and they were blocked from doing it. And Gronk threatened retirement and that whole nonsense because that all went down last year. And maybe all those picks were going to be used up to grab Mayfield, and I would have said a brilliant move. I would have loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. We're not going to rip them for not doing it. Like, let's be reasonable here. Okay, so I'm just trying to be fair. I'm not going to haul off because they wouldn't draft a quarterback four overall or trade everything to do it. I do blame Bill for not picking up the phone from the Cleveland Browns because he wanted to take care of his boy, Jimmy. He wanted to do what was best for Jimmy. For the first time, I guess, in the history of life, Bill wanted to take care of a player instead of the team.
Yeah, no, Jimmy's got a good coach, remember?
Who wasn't even on his team anymore. So that's how much Bill loved Garoppolo. For those of you who doubt whether Garoppolo was the next guy, Bill liked him so much. He wouldn't even pick up the phone from another team that was willing to offer him more because he wanted to do right by the kid who wasn't even going to play for him anymore. And then proceeded to sext him every Sunday night after his games. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, they were taking pictures of each other's junk.
Soon you'll be back from the injury, Mike King. Heart emoji. Eggplant emoji.
Sausage emoji. Exactly.
It was an exaggeration.
Okay, so
the whole thing's embarrassing.
So we're starting with our leftover draft thoughts. The one on NBC Sports Boston team was just a whopper. The Patriots' crazy haul for Jimmy Garoppolo is in. So that I just couldn't let that go. But we can weigh in all day long if you want on the draft, but we got to get to some other things now as well. Celtics and Bruins. I want to start our basketball conversation with another call, another rule/call that is quote-unquote ruining the game. We'll get to that after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
No.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong. Sorry. Sorry. Wrong. Sorry. Sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shot clock off. Harden steps back, puts up a three. Won't go.
Harden putting those feet forward to draw, the, trying to draw the contact.
We just all need clarification. What constitutes a landing spot?
Did Green come forward? He did come forward.
And that's a foul.
Yep.
But it wasn't today. This was called consistently today. They did not call this.
What can I do about it? I was told the same thing at half, and there's probably a couple more in that second half. I just want a fair chance, man. Call the game how it's supposed to be called, and that's it. And I'll live with the results. But especially, we all know what happened, you know, a few years back with Kawhi. Like, that can change an entire series. Just call the game how it's supposed to be called, and we'll live with the results. And it's plain and simple.
It is the basketball version of the call that ruins the game. Every sport has one. Some are worse than others. We all know pass interference is a call that ruins the game. Absolutely ruins the game. To the point where you see some of those pass interferences and you want to turn off the TV and you say, why am I watching? Why am I watching this? If we're just going to spend all week getting ready for a game, spend 60 minutes trying to win a game, and it comes down to that, I'm turning it off. Baseball, maybe the pop-up slide, that sort of some of the nonsensical replay stuff that happens in baseball replay now is one of those. Hockey, thank God, doesn't have many of them. Maybe goalie interference. I don't know.
How about the offside rule before they changed it?
Pretty bad. That one. That one's pretty bad. Basketball now has one. This foul on the closeout three is a call that ruins the game.
Can't stand it. I think it's ridiculous.
Ruins the game. What do you think about James Harden there saying he just wants a fair chance?
Yeah, I think he's a weasel. I think that Harden has manipulated the rule. That's what he's done. He started jumping forward, and you know they still kick their legs out, but he started jumping forward so that he would land in the defender's area, not the defender in his area, because he knew there was a gray area on the rule. He's smart. So I just, to me, this is why, like, I hate it. And I'm glad they're not calling it, because I think it's gotten stupid.
This is a call that ruins the game. It ruined the NCAA. It ruined the NCAA. I thought there were two games in the Final Four that it impacted, but there was definitely one.
The Virginia-Auburn game.
The Virginia semifinal. But it's now you see it in every game. There's these chuck-it-up three-pointers with the closing defender. And did the shooter kick his legs out? Did the guy land in his shooting space? That whole call ruins the game for me. Ruins it. And I've hated this for years. I think Paul Pierce was one of the first that really started it. And it wasn't quite a shooting space thing, you know, the landing space. Pierce was really good at up faking and then jumping into the defender. You know, he never would have shot the ball where he shot it, but he gets the defender up and then jumps into the defender to draw a shooting foul. Oh, it used to drive me nuts, but now everybody does it. I hate it. I hate it. I think they should be calling offensive fouls on these plays.
Well, look, in this case, the rule went into play because you remember when Zaza Pachulia fell under Kawhi Leonard and rolled his ankle in the finals?
Yeah.
And then the Spurs went bananas about it because they thought Pachulia did it on purpose.
So that's what Harden was referencing there.
Yes, that's what prompted this whole rule change because they felt it was a dirty play. So now a guy like Harden manipulates it. I got no respect for Harden as a player, as a competitor. So, and I think this is another sort of weaselly way for Harden to try to justify his existence as a scorer.
That last one, the one they keep showing with the Draymond Green at the top of the key, that was an offensive foul. That to me, I want that. Not only do I, and the NBA in their 2-minute report agreed, I think. They said that should not have been a foul on the Draymond Green closeout. Not only should it not have been a foul on Green, I thought it should have been an offensive foul on Harden. He's kicking his legs out.
Maybe that's the way to get around it. Start calling it offensive.
I would absolutely start calling those offensive.
And give the defender three free throws and see if the guys keep doing it. The coaches will tell them to put a cork in that room right away. I just say it's getting ridiculous again. And you know what?
You should have to get clobbered to get that kind of call.
The Rockets are coming off as a bunch of little whiny bitches is what they are. Starting with their GM who had this study conducted over years to find out how many points they lost at the end of games, even though he never went and bothered to look at the official end of game report that was also issued for Golden State. You dink, you big baby. If you can't beat him, you can't beat him. Shut up. I think Harden and the Rockets, to me, are coming off as a bunch of little whiny bitches. That's what they are. Whiny little bitches.
I think Harden's a loser. But that's on the player. This call is ruining games. Ruining games. And if you're an NCAA fan, how do you feel about that semifinal? And so this is one that the sport, USA basketball, whatever, the governing body of all the whole sport has to get together and come up with something because it's just getting worse. You can't defend these three point shots anymore because the shooters now just lean into you or kick their leg out or land forward just a little bit and draw any sort of contact. And, you know, you can close out and jump straight up. And the guy's going to put his feet underneath you, and he's going to get a call, and it's killing these games.
I mean, I hate it. I hate it. If I were them, I'd put you like, I just stop calling it right now. And you know what? I have no problem with the way they did it in the Golden State-Houston game. So that's how you're going to get three, is by, you know, because the contact takes place after the shot is released. You know, and I understand the risk of injury, the impetus for the rule, right? Because, again, if you remember, the Spurs went bananas about it. They went bananas. And Pachulia had a reputation. So you don't want to see guys put in a spot where they can get hurt. But this whole thing of, like, now exploiting that to the point where you can get three free throws, oh, go to hell. Like, seriously, is that what we're going to do? It's all about flopping now.
Oh, my God, it's so bad. And it's not even just the shooting space thing, the landing space, I keep meaning to say. But even just pump faking a guy up and then jumping into him. Like, that to me is just right along the same lines. So you get the guy to jump straight up vertically. And while he's up in the air, and now he's you know, porked, he's defenseless, or there's nothing he can do, he's already up in the air. Now you lean into him while he's in the air? I hate that too. The guy should be allowed to jump straight up. If you're a defender, you can jump straight up and straight down. And any contact that comes is then on the offensive player, whether that's the shooting space thing, and landing space thing at the three-pointer, or just up faking a guy. If you go straight up vertically, that's your space. I don't think they call that nearly enough. And there's so many bad calls and game-changing calls on it, controversial calls on it. I'm not worried they're going to go to replay on the thing. And it's just going to get worse. And I feel like that's coming, too. So that's why we're going to kick off the basketball conversation.
So my problem is I hate the Rockets. There's something about that org. I hate Harden. I hate the Rockets. I don't know what it is. I just find Harden to be a pud. He's a pud.
A loser.
I can't stand Harden. I cannot stand him.
Okay, your thoughts on that? We're going to get to the Celtics next hour. We can clean up your draft calls as well right after this in our long commercial-free segment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who's that foul?
Is that a man?
How's your guys' team report on all the missed calls?
It's disappointing because the focus should be on two teams who played extremely hard. I mean, watching the tape, and every coach in the league will tell you the same thing. You watch the tape and you go, man, that's a foul, that's a foul. It's the nature of the game. It's very, very difficult. Deception. The game has gotten, there's so much deception as part of it, as part of the game, that it's very, very difficult to officiate. Every coach in the league will tell you. You watch the tape afterwards and you think, man, we got screwed. The reality is, you get some, you lose some. I don't know. I've been part of, six teams as a player, and now two as a executive or a coach. And all eight of those teams have gotten screwed by the refs. All eight of them.
It must be you.
It's got to be me.
That's Steve Kerr's response. All the laughter at the beginning. He got in the middle of the scrum of reporters. Sort of informal setting. He wasn't at the podium. He was just standing, and there was a gaggle of, 20 media people around him. And when he got in there in the middle of the scrum, he kicked out his legs and kicked one of the reporters and said, offensive foul, foul. I want a foul on that. And so was mimicking James Harden, what he does on his three-pointers.
Yeah, Kerr gets it. He understands they all sound like a bunch of little babies, the Rockets. Please, I hope they get their asses swept.
Wayne in Yarmouth, how do you feel about that?
I'll tell you, this gets ridiculous. The NBA even came out, I think, afterward and said that they admit that there were missed calls in the last minute. Now, what's this going to do to make things even worse going forward?
Well, so they do that for every game, and we've debated, Wayne, whether that two-minute report is, more trouble than it's worth or creates more controversy than it solves.
More controversy, I think.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But also I think it serves a purpose. Like, the great example was the regular season game the Celtics lost at Milwaukee, the first game back from the All-Star break, where, oh my God, the NBC Sports Boston postgame show. You think this Garoppolo headline's embarrassing? That postgame show with Draper and Hines and those guys carrying on about there should have been an illegal pick sent on the Celtics' last inbound. I think that's what it was, right? Marcus Morris got clipped on a screen or something away from the ball. And, oh, my God, 60 minutes of crying on NBC Sports Boston. Just embarrassing. So they come out with a two-minute report, and it turns out the Celtics never even should have had the ball. They blew the call on a tip ball down at the Bucks end because they got the rule wrong. And so it's like, yeah, see, they missed a call. Oh, we never even should have had the ball? Yeah, but they still missed the call. So it's like, for every problem that it solves, it creates a new one. So I don't know if that's still the right thing for them to do with that two-minute report.
Well, maybe that's what they're trying to do. Is saying, be careful what you're bitching about, because it was a call 10 seconds earlier that went the other way that you got. Maybe that's the logic. I the bitching about the referees thing, I just can't stomach it. It drives me bananas. And so, especially from a loser like James Harden, maybe it's as simple as the fact that you can't beat Golden State and you're pissed. Maybe it's that.
Okay, here's Adam and Lowell. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys, just real quick, that article is ridiculous. That's the most Pats propaganda thing I've ever read in my life. It tells me one thing, though. Belichick knows how bad he damaged his reputation amongst fans with, one, the Butler thing, and, two, the Garoppolo trade.
Good point.
Not trading him, because I was fine with trading him, but the return was absolutely pitiful. It's like he didn't take a phone call. And one last thing, Steve Kerr has to be funny, because as far as I can see, he serves no purpose as coach of the Warriors. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Good call. Do any of them? I just don't get the psychology of the Patriots fan or the media guy that has to justify every move. It's okay. It's okay to get one wrong every now and then. They're the greatest ever. Bill's the greatest ever. The Patriots are the greatest ever. It's done. It's established. You're in. It's over. So with that, there's nothing left to prove to anyone. You can't just say, as a fan or media guy, they got that one wrong. You've got to do this pretzel twisting, this exercise, this deep dive, just because you can't say he left one on the table? Like, I just don't get that. I don't get that psychology. On line four, we have claiming to be the individual who wrote one of these articles. Pat's Pulpits, Pat Lane. Is that who this is? Pat in Walpole, is that you?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
How you doing? Thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Yes, thank you. So listen, I think my point of the article was not that the trade all of a sudden is this great trade. I mean, listen, if you don't like the trade, that's fine. But my point is that what he's done with 43 is ridiculous. It's just, he's continued to trade back, and it's just, it's one pick, and it just so happens that it happens to be connected to the Garoppolo trade. So fine. And maybe Bill's doing it on purpose, and maybe he isn't. But he's turned one second-round pick into all these assets.
Okay, but that's not true. But that's not true, because one of the one you listed included the Patriots' own number 62. So it was Garoppolo and a second or a third.
Right.
What is that? Yeah, it was a Garoppolo and a late second.
So okay. So if you want to say you take out the rest of it, fine. So it's Damian Harris, it's Christian Sam, and it's a 2020 fourth-round pick. And realistically, too, I mean, they use the second rounder this year with one of their sixth rounders to move up. So, okay, so fine. So you say, okay, throw in an extra sixth rounder and you get Juwan Williams too. And you don't want to give them the other ones, fine. But either way, they've turned one second round pick into multiple assets. And the point is that they continue to do this with trades, and they've done it. He's done it his entire career.
Yes. Correct.
I'm sorry, Maz, you go.
So, Pat, what I was just going to say is he does this all the time. So what led you to do it in this particular case?
Well, because...
Because it's honestly, Garoppolo.
Well, fine, but that's okay. That's a valid argument. But also, he hasn't done it specifically with one move. He hasn't done it this much. It's like one deal, he dealt it back, and then he dealt back again, and then he dealt that one again. And it's like he keeps doing it almost on this move. And again, I don't know if he's doing it on purpose, if he's trying to say, okay, I'm going to justify the Garoppolo trade, which I think is ridiculous. I don't think he's doing that. But, you know, at the same time, you look at it and say, okay, it's crazy. It's a little bit impressive what he's done. But again, if you don't like the return, that's fine. Then again, Josh Rosen gets 62 and you know, in a fifth rounder next year. And so, you know, who's a better asset, Rosen or Garoppolo? I'm sure you can debate that. But, like, you know, one was a top 10 pick last year, and the other one was, you know, a guy who played for five quarters. So maybe, you know, who knows where you're in. And, again, we could say, well, they drafted Kyler Murray number one. Fine. Patriots have Tom Brady. So, like, I don't know. Either way, both those quarterbacks got to get dealt. So
all right.
Maybe you think they should have gotten more, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Pat, thanks for listening and calling in. We do appreciate it. I think it all stems from not just being able to take a loss, like crafting the stupid happy ending, like just take a loss. It's okay. Like you have to win every single one, or you just can't stomach the thought that he left one on the table. I mean, that's what it all goes down to. That's psychology. And I don't know what that psychology is. Is that being spoiled? Is that being what? I don't know what it is. I don't know what word to ascribe to it, but it's something. And it's kind of weird. It's kind of effed up.
It's being defensive. Is what it is. It's like that somehow you can't admit an imperfection or something like that. And again, the bottom line with the Garoppolo deal is it goes down to the simple fact that draw it all the way back to the beginning. Don't get caught up in all the clutter that's resulted from it. He could have gotten more.
That's it. And that, to me, that's the second guess. Not that he traded him. I think Brady outlived Garoppolo. Brady won. Okay. Brady lasted longer than I thought he would, than they thought he would, than a lot of people thought he would. So Brady won. They had to move on from Garoppolo. I don't begrudge that whatsoever.
I mean, the year
Bill didn't maximize the asset.
The year they drafted Jamie Collins, right? They had a first round pick and they traded out of the first round and got Jamie Collins. Can we trace the lineage of that one too? I mean, tell me how many, because then he traded Jamie Collins to the Browns and got a third, right? So, like, can we do all that and find out how many picks he turned that into?
I don't think anyone's interested in it.
Oh, why not?
Because it's just Jamie Collins. It's some linebacker. It's not Jimmy Garoppolo.
So that's my only point to the guy that called in. And look, he seemed like a perfectly nice guy. So again, I understand we all got work to do. I'm not jumping down anybody's throat on that. I'm just saying that the reason they did it on this trade is because it's Garoppolo, and there's a perception out there that the Patriots got less and took less on the Garoppolo deal because they did.
All right, we can continue with this all day. Just follow-up draft thoughts. That, again, that story stood out to me, so I began with that. We can do the NBA officiating thing. We got to get to the Celtics and Bucks game two tonight. And Maz has been sitting on a developing Kyrie Irving take. He teased this yesterday a couple times. We played some sound from Kyrie yesterday after the Bucks game. Insufferable as always. Brilliant on the floor, and the team looks as good as they've looked in 2 years since Kyrie Irving got here. They had a statement win in Milwaukee on Sunday. I don't know if you watched Toronto last night. Talk about the door being ajar, Murray.
Oh, holy crap.
Have you made plans for late June in San Francisco?
You can pencil the Celtics into the finals.
Because I've started to look for flights. I've started to look for flights nonstop to SFO. Oakland got a little bit tougher, but I've already started to look. So we'll get into all this, but Maz had a developing Kyrie Irving take that he was workshopping yesterday. Have you completed it?
Pretty much.
Okay, you got 90 seconds to wrap it up.
No, it's pretty much complete.
We're going to go to the developing Kyrie Irving take from Maz right after Murray's update. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.